I made it in my cooking class. Everybody loved it.
Egg rolls?
Yeah.
Well, they look safe enough. Balky, these are the best egg rolls I've ever had.
Oh, go on with you.
No, I mean it.
No.
These are delicious.
Well, as my cooking teacher, Mr. De Rigueur, said, Balky, cuisine is an art. That's why we call it cuisine art.
Well, what gives it that sort of bittersweet taste?
Well, cousin, you know, a chef is never supposed to reveal his secrets, but I added a Miposian delicacy. I didn't think you had it in this country, and then I found it down by the lake in a grocery store called Ned's Bait Shop.
Ned's Bait Shop?
Yeah. Ned had no produce at all, but his meat case was stunning.
Oh, hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Larry.
Oh, Jennifer, can I offer you some egg rolls a la mi-poise?
Oh, thank you, Belle.
No, 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 no.
Keep it, I just ate.
Okay, maybe later. They really should curdle for about an hour. Get back in there. Stay.
Larry, there's something I need to ask you.
Well, sure, what is it?
Well, I got a call today from an old college friend who wants to have dinner with me Friday night. But I'd be happy to say no if you want me to.
Oh, don't be silly. Have dinner with your friend. What's her name?
Bill Madden.
That wouldn't be a guy, would it?
I can tell him no if you want me to. No,
absolutely not. And so you have dinner with a guy who sat next to you in zoology lab. Big deal.
Actually, I dated Bill for 4 years. But I can tell him no if you want me to.
No. He's an old friend. I have dinner with him. I insist.
You wouldn't be upset?
Upset? Me? No. Go, have a good time. Say hello to Bill for me.
Well, okay. Bye, Larry.
Bye-bye. I want to die.
What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with me? What is wrong with me? I'll tell you what's wrong with me. Jennifer is going out with her old boyfriend.
Oh, is that all?
No, that's a horrible thing. I don't want Jennifer going out with another guy.
Well, cousin, I don't get it. I just heard you tell her it was all right. If you didn't want her to go, why you don't just say no?
Balky, the woman I love tells me she wants to go out with another man, and you expect me to say no? What, do you think I'm stupid?
Is this a trick question?
No, it is very simple. Jennifer is a woman of the 90s.
90s? I would have guessed late 20s tops.
she's... No, 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 no. Not a woman in her 90s, a woman of the 90s. And if you read any of those women's magazines, you know that what she wants is a man of the 90s.
Well, cousin, in 60 years, you'll be a man in your 90s, and all your problems will be solved.
No, no, not a man in his 90s, a man of the 90s. And a man of the 90s isn't possessive or jealous. And if I had told Jennifer I didn't want her to go on this date, she would have thought I was possessive and jealous. And then she would have dumped me, gone out with another man, and I'd be miserable.
But she is going out with another man, and you are miserable.
I know that. But that's how you keep a woman in the 90s. Haven't you understood a word I've said?
Do we have any aspirin? Because I just can't.
Let me explain it again. Let me explain it. It's simple. It's really very, very simple.
This little piggy went to market. This little piggy stayed home. This little...
Larry Appleton is a jerk.
It didn't go well?
I just asked him if he would mind if I had dinner with another man. Do you know what he had the nerve to say to me? I insist. Have a good time. Say hello to Bill for me. I'm going to just shake him till his teeth rattle. I've been dating Larry for over 3 years, and I still don't know where our relationship is going.
Well, I think you should just ask him.
I know what I'll do. I'll tell Larry I want to date other people. He'll have to say no to that, and then I'll know how he really feels. Thanks a lot, Marianne. You always give me such good advice.
I'm glad I could help.
So, by giving her complete freedom, I'm ensuring that she'll be mine forever. Now do you understand?
Perhaps you could recommend some reference material on this subject.
Falky, let me put it another way, okay?
Please, any other way.
Oh, hi. Come on in.
Larry, there's something else we need to talk about.
Falky, we need to be alone.
Cousin, you're right. Jennifer, could you excuse us, please?
No. Balky, Jennifer and I need to be alone.
Well, then I should be the one to leave.
Yes.
I don't know why you make everything so complicated.
Larry, we've been seeing each other for 3 years.
Yes. Yes, we have.
Cousin, we have to talk.
Balky, Jennifer and I are in the middle of a conversation.
I'll meet you at the lamp.
I'm sorry. If I don't listen to him, he'll hold his breath. What is it?
Cousin, I was just putting my silly putty back in my egg when I had a realization. Now, I know that some things are very personal and there are times when a person shouldn't interfere. In fact, on Meepos, we have a saying, Kangi Fangi Lavi, Andri Babadravi. Och Popo Polopi, just don't be so dopey.
Kangi Fangi Lavi, Andri Babadravi, Och Popo Polopi, just don't be so dopey?
Exactly. Literally translated, it means when a man is rinsing out his underwear, don't drop by.
Is there a point to this?
Cousin, you should tell Jennifer how you really feel.
Balky, Jennifer is a woman of the 90s. I'm a man of the 90s. Are you a man of the 90s?
Ah! Ha!
Are you a man of the 90s? Are you? Are you? Are you? Are you a man of the 90s?
No, no, I'm not.
Then I suggest you go to your room and we'll talk about this when you are.
That seems fair.
Where were we?
We've been seeing each other for 3 years.
Yes.
And I was wondering how you might feel about us dating other people.
Other people? Well, I guess that would be all right, I guess.
It would? Maybe I'm not making myself clear. You see, I don't just mean one date with one person. It could be several dates with one person, or one date with several people, or several dates with several people. There are several possibilities. What do you think?
Well, if you think that's a good idea, so do I.
So, you're saying that it wouldn't bother you if we both dated other people?
Bother? Oh, no, no. Wouldn't bother me if it wouldn't bother you.
You're sure?
Positive.
Well, okay. How about this? I don't think we should see each other at all. Goodbye, Larry.
I know I'm just a simple meepy-eyed boy, and I may never be a man in my Nikes, but from where I'm standing, you're looking at taillights, dude.
Go again. It's been 14 days and Jennifer's gone out with Bill 14 times. You'd think by now she'd be sick of getting in and out of that Porsche.
Cousin, what do you say we go out and get a couple of sky-high sundaes?
No. I want to be here when they get back.
Cousin, enough is too much. You got to pull yourself together. Now, come on. Move it along, buddy. Move it along. Just keep moving. Cousin, you haven't left the apartment in 2 weeks.
I have no reason to leave. Life outside this apartment is meaningless. Life inside the apartment is meaningless. But my pajamas are here.
Okay, buddy, park it on the couch. On the couch. On the couch. Move it, please. Listen to me. My mama done told me there are two times in life when you got to tell people what your true feelings are. One is when someone is sticking a sharp thing in your ear. Then you say, please take that sharp thing out of my ear. The other is when you love someone and then you say, I love you. It's important not to get the two mixed up.
Balky, if I tell Jennifer I love her, she'll just reject me again, and I couldn't stand that much pain.
Oh, Cousin.
I've got to stop thinking about her, or I'm going to go crazy. I've got to try to forget her. So if you're my friend, you won't do or say anything that reminds me of that nameless blonde woman.
Now who are we talking about?
Jennifer.
Jennifer?
No! Don't say her name. Just promise me you won't mention her name again.
Promise you'll never scare me like that again.
Okay.
Okay.
I promise. Thank you. I'll be in my room, destroying anything that reminds me of a nameless blonde woman. I'll start by destroying all her love letters. Oh, God. She never wrote me any love letters.
Hi, Marianne.
Balky, I need to talk to you.
Oh.
Bill told me he's taking Jennifer to Chez Fino tonight.
Oh, I love that restaurant. They have those little snails in puff pastry, and if you poke them out, they go walking, walking.
Balky, Bill is going to ask Jennifer to marry him.
Pisticky, fisticky. Oh, pardon my meeposian. I can't let this happen. I have to get Cousin Larry to that restaurant.
And then what will you do?
I don't know. Maybe taking a movie? Was party of two?
Yes, sir. Well, this is nice. I'm glad you talked me into this. I feel better already.
Cousin, you're a new man. And maybe tomorrow you can tie your own shoes.
Oh. I have a table waiting for you right over here.
Oh, well, why go that way when we can take the scenic groups? Cousin, look at this view.
Well,
would you
this is
look at
magnificent.
That? Fabulous, isn't it? And this wallpaper, is that flocked?
Oh, yes,
it's lovely.
Yes.
And is that the real oil painting? Yeah, that's real oil. There's a raw amber in the foreground there. It's quite lovely. And look at this, cousin. The desserts. Look, they have your favorite lemon meringue pie.
Too much sugar for me.
Gentlemen, your table.
Oh, cousin. Yeah. Cousin, now, would you mind sitting over here? I can't be looking at those desserts, you know. I just sit right here.
This is nice. Absolutely nothing here reminds me of that nameless blonde woman. Except possibly for Jennifer sitting over there with her boyfriend.
You're not going to get annoyed with me, are you?
I'm not going to get annoyed.
Oh, that's good.
I'm going to kill you.
Oh, that's bad.
I'm leaving.
No, Cousin, you can't do that.
Well, you can't stop me.
You not. Cousin, you have to tell that nameless blonde woman how you feel about her. If you don't, you will regret it for the rest of your life.
Belky, let me go.
No!
Oh, look, is that Wayne Newton?
Wayne! Who had the cousin, Larry?
Do you know these people?
I'm afraid so. What are you doing here?
Cousin Larry has something he wants to tell you.
We're in the middle of a very private moment.
Eat your broccoli, cousin. Go ahead.
Well,
Jennifer, what he wants to tell you is...
Belky.
Jennifer, let me just say... Yes.
If Larry has something to say, let him say it.
Well, Jennifer, this isn't easy for me to say, but please take that sharp thing out of my ear. There's something I've been meaning to tell you. And I wanted to tell you the first time I saw you in the health club. And then we started dating, and I wanted to tell you again. And then a couple of weeks ago when you came down, I really wanted to tell you. But I didn't. So I'm telling you now.
What are you telling me?
Jennifer, I love you.
You do?
Yes, I love you. And I don't want you going out with the other guys.
Well, that's nice. But I just asked Jennifer to marry me.
Boy, he's fast.
Jennifer, if you say yes to me, you'll never want for anything. You'll have a magnificent home, all the money you'll ever need, and beautiful children. Here's the ring, sweetheart. It's yours if you'll say yes.
Oh, my Lord.
Okay, Coulson, you're up. Take your best shot. It's the bottom of the ninth, two outs. The bases are loaded. You've got two strikes against you. Coulson, it's time to kick it through the uprights. Go, baby, go, baby, go, baby, go.
Jennifer, I can't promise you a magnificent home or all the money you'll ever need. And there's a good chance our children will be short. But I want you to know, nobody's going to love you as much as I do. So I think it would be just really good if you married me.
Yes, Larry, I'll marry you.
You will?
Yes, Larry, I love you.
Oh, 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 oh.
It was a horrible night for him, but Bill asked Jennifer out to dinner. He should have paid the check.
Cousin, let it go. You got the girl.
You're right. Balky, this is the most wonderful night of my life. Jennifer loves me as much as I love her, and I never would have found that out if it weren't for you. Thank you.
Cousin, you're welcome. I could not be happier for you. You are going to be married to Jennifer for the rest of your life.
Yeah, it's gonna be wonderful.
Well, it certainly is, because cousin, just think of it. Every hour of every day for the rest of your life, you will have the joy of knowing you have someone to take care of. Every minute of every hour of every day for the rest of your life, you'll have someone who depends on you, someone who needs you, someone whose very happiness rests in your hands.